Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vest Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home. And they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vest Air products at Menards. And refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the old lady ghost who wasn't too happy with the new people moving into her home.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story you would like to share? Because if you do, we would love to hear about it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. Write in anytime at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you prefer an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Kathy, I see how if you moved into a house and there was a ghost there and maybe they didn't like you so much, or maybe they don't like anybody because this is my house. What are you doing moving into my house? I could see that.
Well, that's me. Like, I would be that ghost. Like, totally. Like, what the hell? Like, why are you in my space?
And why did you move my stuff? Why I had great stuff.
People wonder why I never remarried. Well, let me tell you.
I know. That's so funny.
Because I like things the way they are.
Yeah, I was having that conversation with someone recently. I'm like, you know, even if you were to start dating, I'd be like, why don't you keep your place? Always. Yeah. I'm going to keep my place because I don't want you bringing all your shit into my place and moving my stuff.
Like, right. And, you know, my luck, you're a St. Louis Cardinals fan. I can't have that memorabilia in here. Like,
well, that would be a deal breaker.
There's a lot of stuff, you know, that I would have. But if you think about it, I'm pretty low maintenance. You're pretty low maintenance. Like, we don't have to, like, move in together. Right.
I mean, I don't care. It's like, I need my space. I don't want to have to make small talk, and I don't want to have to decide what TV show to watch.
But I get it, old lady ghost. That makes sense to me.
Oh, right? That makes me laugh. Okay, here's the story.
Okay.
Hey, it's Vanessa from Los Angeles writing to you guys again. I previously wrote in, and my story got read on an EPP episode where there was whispering over the intercom and slamming doors that sent me fleeing. So I thought I would write to you again with more of my paranormal encounters, so here it goes. About 15 years ago, my parents moved our family across town to a beautiful home at the end of a cul-de-sac. The first time I saw the house was the day we moved in. I wasn't very happy leaving an area of town where all my friends were, but I was glad I was getting a bedroom with a walk-in closet.
Amen.
And that would make me happy.
Love that.
When I entered the home, it felt really clean. I call a space clean when my senses aren't triggered by spirits or energy, negative or positive. Within a month of living there, the activity began. My bedroom had an overhead fan that would spin slowly when it wasn't on. I would wake up at night and watch the fan blades either starting up or slowing down. Sometimes I would watch the blades be moved for minutes and then just stop. I had a large window with white blinds that I would often hear rattling like fingers being dragged vertically up and down. I blame drafty windows and a cheap ceiling fan for the oddities. We found out from a neighbor that we were only the second owners of the home. One family had lived there since it had been built, a wife, husband, and their children who grew up and moved away. The woman became a widow and lived there until she became ill and passed. Neither owner passed away on the property. Then my parents decided to start doing some upgrades to the home. Outdated exterior panels were removed, new windows, upgraded kitchen, granite, marble flooring, the works. The meticulously maintained 50s home had gotten a 21st century facelift. During these renovations, we constantly lost or misplaced random items. Anything you set down would be mysteriously moved from one spot to the other in the house. Drinking glasses left on the counters somehow would fall and break on the ground. Cabinet doors would be opened or closed. My parents never found it odd because my brother, only 10 at the time, was as rambunctious and full of energy as you would expect from a boy that age, so he was usually blamed for it. Poor guy. Like, he's like, no, I didn't do it. Yes, you did.
Oh, gosh, but that's the life of a kid. You're blamed for everything.
Right. The day my bedroom was replaced and a new ceiling fan was put in, I hoped my so-called reasonable explanations wouldn't be proven right and all the creepy sounds and movements would stop. They didn't. That night, my new fan moved and the blinds rattled like before. So I sat up in bed, it was the middle of the night, and said, "Excuse me, ma'am, I'm sorry I'm living in your room now, but I'm trying to sleep. Please stop that. I have school early in the morning. Thank you." It actually helped, well, more like it lessened from nightly to about once a week. I love the fact that she just was like, "You got to stop."
I know. What a brave little girl.
I know that I have school in the morning. Like, she just put it in perspective for her. Come on. Like, it's not my fault we moved here.
Yeah. Oh, that's darling, actually.
Continuing, it says, "I finally told my parents that I thought the old owner's spirit was still in my room. I told them I asked her to stop and thought it had worked. My parents said that maybe my large school load was causing me too much stress and giving me nightmares. I wasn't angry that they didn't completely believe me. Honestly, I didn't blame them. Their overachieving teenage daughter was suddenly telling them that she saw an old lady ghost. Obvious cry for attention. Finally, they grew tired of debating with me and just asked me to try to avoid talking about it to my little brother to avoid scaring him, and I obediently agreed to their terms." Yep, I think that's pretty so reasonable, good. Too, even what the parents did. It's like, okay, we might not believe you, but obviously you believe this is happening. Just don't scare the 10-year-old.
But that sounds like such a parent thing to do, too.
One Saturday afternoon, I was in my room at my computer. The door that led out of my room led to a hallway, and at the end was a bathroom. If anybody entered the bathroom while I was at my computer desk, I could see them walk in and out from my peripheral. So there I was, typing away, and I saw my dad walk into the bathroom. He had been in there no more than a minute when I heard what sounded like my shampoo bottle falling in the shower. It fell hard, like someone intentionally threw it down with force. "Hey, easy in there," I shouted from my room, annoyed that he was even using the bathroom I considered mine. I love the way this person writes. I think she's a great writer.
She is really good.
2 seconds later, I heard my dad call my name in a very low, calm tone. "Can you come in here?" Ew, no, gross. Who wants to go into the bathroom while their dad is doing his business? But I went over, opened the door, and found my dad on the toilet, keeping his modesty with a magazine he'd been reading over his lap, staring at a shampoo bottle cap on the floor in front of him. "Is there someone behind the shower curtain?" he asked.
Oh, he's going to make her go?
Maybe he scared the shit out of him, literally. And she said, "No. Why? Can you look?" I began to argue that nobody was in the bathroom beside him. "Just look." I stepped further into the bathroom and pulled the shower curtain back. Nothing. Just all of the bottles of products I kept in there were tossed in the bottom of the tub. I asked him why the heck he called me in the bathroom when he was on the John. He sat silent for a minute and finally said that the shampoo cap was tossed over the curtain and landed right there, like someone had tossed it, so it would land right at his feet. He said that a second after it landed there, all the bottles on the shelf were knocked off. I told him that the old lady must have done it and exited the bathroom quickly. He became scared of that hallway bathroom from that day and said something would fall from behind the shower curtain or the toilet seat cover and would slam down as soon as he walked in. I jokingly told him that the old lady was probably trying to tell him to use his own bathroom. My mother became a believer as well when she was constantly crashing into open cabinets in the kitchen that had just closed, drawers shut when she had just opened them, and the washer and dryer doors doing the same. One day, she nearly lost an eye to a randomly opened cabinet, and I found her screaming in the kitchen for cabinets to be left closed. I watched her shout at nothing, and all I could say was, "Ask nicely and say please and thanks." She must have said please and thanks because that stopped happening often as well. We lived in that house for 5 years when my parents decided to upgrade to a home in a better neighborhood. The old lady wasn't too happy to see us leave because activity picked up and peaked on the last day of our move. During the week leading up to our move, all sorts of items were moved within seconds of being set down. We lost countless rolls of tape and markers. We would carry boxes out the front door and come back to find ourselves locked out. I was put in charge of taking the plates and cups out of the cupboards and stacking them onto the counter before wrapping them and placing them carefully in a box. Most of those cups and plates didn't make it out of the house because an entire stack of plates and a bunch of cups got pushed right off the counter and broke into a million pieces. It was the last straw for my mother. She called one of her great aunts, who read tarot cards and was a healer, that my dad called a Bruja Blanca or a white witch. I think Bruja Blanca is how to say it. That's nice that they had someone they could call, though.
Yeah.
She came that same day and told us to go out for lunch while she did her work. When we came back, the whole house smelled of sage and other burned botanicals. Great aunt confirmed what I already assumed and then some. She said that the old lady was an orderly woman in life and all the moving mess in her home disturbed her. That makes some sense.
Mm-hmm.
She told the woman to go into the light, but that her spirit was so tightly bound to her home that she doubted the old lady would go. We eventually got our stuff out of there and moved into the moving truck. I took one last look around my bedroom to be sure I hadn't misplaced anything and said a silent prayer that she would cross over and find peace.
Well, that was nice of her.
I think that's very sweet.
Yeah.
My great aunt came to our new home and blessed it. She even blessed our boxes before they were taken out of the moving trucks in case the old lady had tagged along. We never had any issues at the new home. Thanks again for reading my story. I still have more stories to write. Like the boy in the mirror of the house, I was showing clients getting trapped in the Queen Mary engine room.
Oh, no thanks.
And the story of the time my dad and I saw a glowing white humanoid jogging on an Arizona highway in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh.
Oh, are you kidding? I can't wait for these stories.
Ugh. She said, I've been in EPP since my open house story was read a while back and plan to stay in EPP for a long, long time. Keep up the great work. P.S. Real estate law in California only requires owners to disclose if there was a death on the property in the last 3 years. There is nothing stating that owners must disclose ghosts, demons, shadow people, alien visitations, hell portals, and the such. I know this comes up from time to time on the show. Consider me your paranormal real estate consultant. Hi, I'm Vanessa. I'm your paranormal real estate consultant. And actually, I did just double check because if I was going to read that, I thought I should make sure that's true. She's absolutely right. That was true.
Well,
so some states have some things that you have to disclose, but after 3 years.
Not all of them. And they're all a little bit different. She's right. Like how, you know, the length of time, or if some states it's just if somebody was murdered, you know, not necessarily died in the house. Yeah, they're all a little bit different in that. Some of them don't have to unless you ask.
I think there was something that I read that said they, most states, if you ask, they have to tell you.
So ask people, if you're looking at houses, just casually throw out, anyone died or murdered in here recently? Or
in this house, I don't think that the old lady, or did she pass in the home? I got to look back.
I don't know that it said that.
She did say, the woman became a widow, lived there until she became ill and passed. Neither owner passed away on the property. But to me, it doesn't matter. Because she could have passed away in a nursing home, in a hospital, any number of other places. But she was connected to the home. That was her home. That's where she was comfortable. And I think just because you die in a certain place, that isn't where you necessarily have to stay.
The only thing I'm thinking is I would have, if I'd have had a handy tarot card,
Great aunt,
I think I'd have called them earlier.
You know, maybe the family just was like, we can deal with it. But I'm with you. I would have called them earlier. Maybe it's that thing. If we call them, then we're acknowledging that it's going on. Mm-hmm. But man, if you got a great aunt that can do that kind of stuff,
man, I'll tell you, bring them in. But maybe it just took to where the mom just had it, like was at her wit's end with the whole thing.
But I love that the aunt blessed the moving boxes to make sure that if the old lady ghost was tagging along, which, and in this case, it would be weird if she tagged along because she loved the home. And I also see why remodeling really stirred it up. It sounds like everything really got stirred up after they remodeled.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked her home.
Mm-hmm.
Liked the way it was.
Well, and I love Vanessa doing the, you know, like the dad in the bathroom situation where before that they're like not believing her. And then it starts happening and she's like looking at him going, you know, told you so. Old lady ghost throwing shampoo bottles around.
Maybe that's why, because she is the one who'd been having experiences. So maybe he needed the confirmation that that just really happened and she'd been having experiences.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's kind of weird. The dad should have manned up. Should open that damn shower curtain. Don't make your teenage daughter do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Not right. Well, if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com. If you go there, you can try it 3 days free. See if you like it. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.